This is Freedom ERP from AboveTopSecret.com member podcast in reply to Justin Oldham's "What does it take to start a third political party in America?" Justin, as usual, a great, interesting podcast. As usual, looking not only at your posts but the podcasts you've done, a man who researches his information and puts across a lot of detail. So I was just sort of interested in what you had to say, and I suppose you can tell by the accent that I'm not American. So I suppose my view, and I want to present my view as an outsider's view looking into the continental USA. And I got to agree with you, in the traditional sense, it's going to be very difficult in the short term for a third political party to start in North America. You've quite rightly identified the key elements. You know, it's going to take a huge amount of money, you know, potentially hundreds of millions of dollars to actually set the party up, put the organization in place. As you say, it's going to need an organization. And then it's also going to need, I think, also the ability to influence or maybe even manage the media. You know, without exposure within the traditional forms of communication and media today, it's going to be difficult to actually get the message across the whole of the continental USA or the whole of the USA, including Alaska and Hawaii, for example. I would say that maybe as media becomes less controllable by large corporations or a limited number of people, and say, I know your concept in some of the other podcasts you've done of an alternative news source, that may longer term help to promote and offer organizations who want to, you know, have a more political feeling the ability to globally tell the stories of their successes, and have the ability to manage and influence the media. But I think in the short term, I have to agree with you, Justin, you know, I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to find anybody, a third political force, is going to have the credibility, the sustainability, and just the actual physical manpower, person power, the physical momentum to go after the two major parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. However, I was interested in what you had to say about the way Ross Perot ran his presidential campaign. And I think in the short term, say in the next 5 to 10 years, I would hazard a guess that if a third political party was to come out in North America, it will probably come out from somebody who, you know, an industrialist, someone who has made a huge amount of money from being in business, from running and controlling a fairly substantial business empire, is going to take the control, the methodology, and the way that they've created their business empire, and potentially use that to create a third political party. Not sure how entertaining or how that would be entertained by people. Typically, you know, people who have probably made a huge amount of money are probably going to be either Democrat or Republican in leaning. Typically, I'm not wanting to judge, but that would be my view. And I suppose another thing that also interests me about a third political party is where is its constituency going to come from? You know, are there so many disenchanted, disenfranchised people in North America that a third party would appeal to them? And I'm probably going to speculate a little bit here and probably say that I think a third party would probably want to occupy either the centre-left or the left political ground. Yes, there are going to be a proportion of people that are disenfranchised, unhappy, don't like the current political leanings of the two current parties, but if you take that concept of it being a centre-left or a left party, it would probably take votes away from potentially the Democratic Party more than the Republican Party. So would you, in many respects, by having a third political party, just dilute the influence of the Democratic Party and potentially hand power for a longer period of time over to the Republicans? Hey, an interesting point, maybe something to discuss. Let's just also, you know, just maybe look back to the UK, and for many years up until the 90s, potentially up until 1900, there were two political parties in the United Kingdom. That would have been the Whigs or the Conservatives or Tories, a sort of centre-right, right party, and then would have been a liberal party, which would have been probably liberal, you know, centre-ground, moving more to the left. But it was only in 1900 that the Labour Party, which was probably more left-leaning, came into being, which started more as a sort of party to represent the working people, whereas potentially the Liberals and the Whigs, the Conservatives, typically didn't represent the working people, were much more of the sort of landed gentry and the gentry and the sort of, you know, middle classes people. So interestingly, you're absolutely right, Justin. You know, there is every hope for a third political party. It's certainly been done in the United Kingdom. There are plenty of other countries throughout the world where, you know, a political movement has formed and has then become a political party. I was interested in what you had to say about, would a third political party be able to start if it didn't have a total reach across all the states in North America? And just sort of thinking of the geography of North America, you know, for the contiguous states, I accept that fact. But however, you know, why couldn't a political party potentially start in your home state of Alaska, or maybe in Hawaii, where it could be possible to actually create a local third party that could then use that as a base to move forward and then sort of come through the rest of North America? Even if you take that concept and say, take it with the, you know, the mainland continental, you know, it could even start in a region, potentially, maybe, say, you know, the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest. So I'm not entirely convinced that a political party, to be credible, has to be representative in every state in North America. I think it's more than, it's possible for it to be a maybe a fairly local and regionalized one. Also interested, and I just it was a delight to listen while I was doing some work in the garden today, about your views on, you know, difference between a political movement and a political party. Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on there. However, I think, you know, political movements, I think, have to be around almost for a political party to form out of it. You know, if you have enough people who share a common goal and a common vision of where they want to be, you call that a movement. You know, I think for them to take it to the next phase, you know, almost has to lead to a political party. So I think, you know, is there a political movement in North America that is developing and growing, that at some stage there will be a groundswell among the members or the people who subscribe to that political movement, who will say it's time for us to move from just being activists and people who are trying to put a point across to, no, we actually want to have a chance to legislate, to put policies in place that represent our political views. Anyway, just looking at the clock, I'm getting up to 8 minutes, which has probably got to be one of the longest podcasts I've done. As usual, Justin, great podcast. I can't wait for the next one to appear. At some stage, I'll probably maybe start some podcasting threads off, but great podcasting. And this is Freedom ERP, member podcast from abovetopsecret.com.